Good evening. Good to be with you. Good to be able to bring the message this evening. You know, we are hitting, we're embarking on the seasons of thankfulness. You know, we have Thanksgiving coming up. We also have Christmas that we celebrate, and also a time for thankfulness as well, I believe. But this alone, this hasn't been the year that any of us have expected anything or asked for. You know, for us to ever go through. We've never saw this coming, but we must keep our eyes on the prize. We must keep our eyes on the prize, which is getting to heaven when we finish this life. Heaven is something that we should look for, look to. Many of us have our ups and downs this year, as we normally do every year. We have our ups and downs every year. But we must push forward. Pushing forward is the only thing that we can do, or that we can do, and know that God is with us as we strive to do His will. So this evening, the lesson I've entitled, An Attitude of Gratitude. An Attitude of Gratitude. We need to be thankful. It's hard to be thankful every day. You know, it's hard to be thankful each and every day, because each day, like I said, we have our struggles. So it's hard to find our blessings, but we must look for our blessings. Look to be thankful. There's something to always be thankful for. I know that Paul was thankful in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. He was thankful to be able to preach and teach the gospel. And it is a privilege to be able to help spread the gospel to all the lost. God blesses us in many ways. He blesses us in many ways, but do we take time to thank Him properly? Do we take time to thank Him properly? We live in such a busy time, busy world, but we must take time to thank Him for our blessings. In Luke chapter 17, I want you to turn there. Luke chapter 17, we're going to look at verses 11 through 19. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. And this is the 10 lepers cleansed. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Verse 15, Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, Were not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Was no one found who turned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Verse 19, And he said to him, Stand up and go, your faith has made you well. You know, these 10 leprous men here, they wanted to be cleansed. They wanted to be healed from this disease. You know, they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus had the answer for them. You know, he said, go and show yourselves to the priest, because they were healed. They were cleansed. One out of 10 came back and gave thanks. You know, that's only 10% of the ones that were blessed there, the ones that were cleansed. That's not a very good ratio. That's not a very good ratio. This one that came back, he praised God loudly. He was very thankful that they were healed. Then in verse 17 there, Jesus asked two questions. Were not 10 cleansed? Where's the other 9? Then verse 18, where it was no one found to return except and give praise to God except this foreigner. This one leper did the right thing. He did the right thing. How good are we to thank God for our blessings and when things are going good? You know, in Psalm 30 and verse 4, sing praises to the Lord, O you, his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. Also, Colossians 3 and verse 17. Colossians 3 and verse 17. In whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We could write down our blessings every day and give thanks to God for them. So many times, like I said, we get busy. We tend to forget to thank God for all that we have, all of our blessings. We can be selfish people and not thank Him at all, but we must take time to thank Him. We must take time. In Psalm 105 and verse 1, Psalm 105 and verse 1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples." We need to let others know how blessed we really are. How blessed we really are, so that they may see what God has done for us. They may want to be a part of that as well. They may want God to work in their life and see the example that we are living. Also in Psalm 100 and verse 4. Psalm 100 and verse 4. "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name." There are many verses in the book of Psalm about giving thanks to God. Well, I just want to go over tonight just a few things that we can be thankful for. We can be thankful for our salvation. We can be thankful for our salvation. We would have nothing if there were no salvation. Salvation is free. Salvation is free to all who want to follow God's will. Psalm 13 and verse 5. Psalm 13 and verse 5. "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." In Psalm 25 and verse 5. Psalm 25 and verse 5. "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long." We have the truth and we must follow it. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, very familiar verse. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." We should not be ashamed of our salvation. We need to let our salvation be made known. Others need to see our faith in Christ as it strengthens us each and every day. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Acts 4 and verse 12. "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Salvation is only found in Christ. In Christ alone. Number two, we should be thankful for our church family. We should be thankful for our church family. As we strive to move forward, we should be forming close bonds with each other and checking on our sick and shut-ins, those who can't be here. We need to be checking on those people. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. 1 John chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Verse 16. "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." We must love one another and be willing to help each other if called to action. You know, Jesus showed compassion to others, so we must do the same. We must take care of those around us and those in need. There are many ways to serve, and we must search for those, for the things that need to be done. We must search out those things. We have duties as Christians, and we must do our very best to seek those things out that need to be done. It's our duty to seek those things out. Galatians 6 and verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So we have an obligation to take care of each other and the rest of the world as well. You know, I'm thankful for our congregation here. We are all God's family, and we're striving to do His will together. It's great to be a part of a church family that are doers of God's words and not hearers only. We mustn't let this COVID, this disease, stop us from showing our love and compassion. There are still things that we can do to let our light shine. There are things that we can still do. In Matthew chapter 5, we're going to look at verses 14 through 16. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We must have an attitude of gratitude. Love is the key to everything that we do. We do things out of love. That should be our motivation. That should be our love for motivation in everything that we do. Our love for people can be like an infectious disease. It can spread. It can spread like wildfire if we allow it. People need to see us in action. They need to see us in action as we show our love to those around us. God gave His one and only Son to die on the cross for us, for our sins. We didn't deserve that. He did it freely. He did it out of love. God's love for us is deeper than we can ever imagine. 1 John chapter 4, we're going to look at verse 8 and verse 19. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, go down to verse 19 of 1 John chapter 4. We love because He first loved us. We must love one another. Now, in John chapter 13 now. John chapter 13, let's look at verses 34 and 35. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Verse 35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. I believe the same applies to us as well. People will know we are Christians by the love that we show. By the love that we show, they will know that something's different about us. They can tell if we are just going through the motions. They can tell that. We need a sincere type of love. Doing good helps us in so many ways. It feels good to show love to a stranger, and even Christ done that. Christ done that. Christ is our perfect example of the love that we must show. Number three. We can be thankful that Christ died for us. We can be thankful that Christ died for us. Without His sacrifice, we don't have salvation. He gave Himself freely for us. We should be forever grateful for His sacrifice. The pain that He suffered, the blood that He shed, it was for our sins. 1 John chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. 1 John chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Verse 3, and by this we know that we have come to know if we keep His commandments. Sin is what separates us from God. Jesus had no sin. He was perfect in every way. If we love God, we must keep His commandments. Jesus also taught about forgiveness. He taught about forgiveness in Luke 23, verses 34 and 35. Luke 23, verses 34 and 35. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. Verse 35, and the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. Even though Jesus was on the cross, he was still teaching about forgiveness. We should not harbor anger towards those who have wronged us. We should not harbor those ill feelings. We must forgive and move on with our lives. Life is too short to hold on to anger and not to forgive. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Ephesians 1 verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Jesus' blood continually washes us clean as long as we repent for the wrongs that we've done. It continually washes us clean. Hebrews 9 and verse 22. Hebrews 9 and verse 22. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. God's will is why Jesus went through all the suffering that he done. He knew we needed a Savior. He knew we needed a Savior. There was no forgiveness of sins under the old law, under the Old Testament. We are under the better law, and we can be thankful for that. We know that Jesus could have come down from the cross at any point in time, but he understood his task. And he knew that he must follow through with it. When we reject God's will for us, are we not just like the crowd that was shouting all those things and they spat in his face and mocked him? Are we not just like the crowd if we reject God's will? That's what we do when we reject Christ. Christ loved us, and we should never forget that. Number four. We can be thankful for the Bible. We can be thankful for the Bible. It is our daily guide for life. The Bible helps us deal with any situation that we may face. We all face hardships. We face them together. We face them together. In Psalm 18 and verse 30, this God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. We need God's word each and every day to help us fight off the devil and his schemes. The devil is after us. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. We must abide by God's word. It will keep our path straight. When we start trying to please ourselves, that's when the trouble starts. When we start trying to please ourselves, trouble is lurking. Pleasing God is the most important thing that we can do. God needs to lead us. All we must do is follow him and not jump ahead of him. We must handle God's word with care. In Revelation 22, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. Verse 19, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. We should always stick to the truth, and God's word is truth. Some will twist the scriptures to fit their belief. We must stay away from that and stick to what we know to be true. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must rightly divide the word of God. We must not be led astray by other teachings. The scriptures are to be searched out and make sure that we are rightly dividing the truth. God's word has the power to save. And we must take it to those who are hungry for God's word. There are those who are hungry for God's word. And there are many who do not even know who God is. Who God is and what He can do for them. You know, it's our duty to teach others about the gospel. The gospel is for everyone all over the world. We should be thankful that we have opportunities to teach someone the gospel. We shouldn't get discouraged when we teach someone and they decide not to obey. You know, all we can do is present the scriptures. The rest will be on them. It's a decision they have to make. But we must also pray that God will open up their heart and to what is being presented. And if they don't do it now, maybe later, but definitely a seed is planted. But this evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your walk daily, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing.